Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello once again from the North Pole. I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. Since our last report just 15 minutes ago, the North Pole has been offered services and support from fans, corporations, and countries around the globe. There is no shortage of Christmas spirit out there to help out in this crisis. Joining us now from behind Santa's sleigh is Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, just how much of a supply does Santa have right now?
Hi, Frank. Santa's not slowing down in the least, and from what I can see, he has the normal amount of stuff to deliver. Of course, he delivers different things to different people in different countries, Frank.
What does that mean, Crash? Could Santa adjust his delivery based upon his payload?
Yes, that's an excellent way to put it, Frank. Santa's got an abundance of coats, blankets, and warm food supplies for places like Mongolia and high-altitude places like India and such. He can deliver that stuff before he needs to deliver the high-tech stuff in places like Japan or Hong Kong.
Okay, do you know if Santa is making those adjustments?
No, not yet, Frank. Santa operates on a sophisticated system that tracks his time and his payload. He always has. That is part of the reason why his flight path is so different from one year to the next. Right now, he's operating more on time, trying to stay ahead of it the best he can.
Crash, based on your experience and what you know of inventory levels, how do things look for Sectors 2 and 3 in the hours ahead?
I think Sectors 2 and 3 look pretty good, Frank. Don't ask me about 4 and 5, though.
Okay, Crash, keep us posted and safe travels to you. There you have it, folks. The high drama of Santa's flight this year continues. From SantaUpdate.com, I'm Elf Frank Murr reporting on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.